Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In the world of feminism, abortion is sacred. The National Organization for Women has passed resolution after resolution claiming that abortion is a fundamental human right. That's a bold claim if you look at the history of abortion laws in our country, as I do in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? Abortion was traditionally illegal in the United States. Only in the 1960s did a few states, one by one, start to change their laws. Even then, states moved slowly to make changes. The New York legislature passed an abortion on demand law, but then revoked it 2 years later, although Governor Nelson Rockefeller vetoed the repeal. Voters in North Dakota and in Michigan rejected pro-abortion laws in landslide referenda during the 1972 elections. The following January, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Roe v. Wade that states could not prohibit abortions. In his dissent, Justice Byron White observed that nothing in the language or the history of the Constitution supported that decision. We know that the Supreme Court decisions in Roe v. Wade and a later ruling called Planned Parenthood v. Casey have been catastrophic for millions of the unborn. Less well known is the damage done to other members of the family. Thanks to the tortured logic of the Planned Parenthood decision, states cannot even require women to notify fathers that their own baby is to be killed. Now that the decision to give birth has become a decision for the mother alone to make, some men see little reason why they should provide for, care for, or support the child. Abortion on demand has played a key role in weakening the American family. Abortion is an act that was banned for most of our nation's history, takes a child's life, and damages the life of the parents. Only feminists could call this a fundamental right.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 8th, 2014. We're in the third hour of the broadcast. We're joined by Dan Owens. He's Vice President of Republic for the United States. Are you still with me, Dan?
I certainly am. Thank you.
Thanks for holding through the top of the hour break. And right before the break, we were discussing the fact, I mean, and like you said, we could point our finger at so many different situations or legislation where your elected non-representatives do the exact opposite of the will of the people. The banker bailout, Obamacare, just being two stark examples. I wanted to get your opinion as well. I mean, you mentioned executive orders, which, you know, not in the Constitution. Congress is supposed to coin money. Congress is supposed to declare war, and I was not aware. I mean, I found that interesting. You're saying that the 17th Amendment, prior to the Civil War, state legislatures picked your U.S. senators, and I was not aware of that. But let me get your other examples of how we operate outside the Constitution, and the people. A lot of people are aware of these, but I guess the American people are just so complacent. They're just so subservient. They're just willing to accept it.
I think the American people have been trained to be subservient because, as we've seen in a number of elections, people have voted and chosen the right way, but if they weren't, you know, their voice was just watered up, thrown in a trash can. It is, the people are going to have to stand up in mass and say no. You look at the situation, and by no means, first and foremost, let me say, what we advocate is peace, is a peaceful restoration of the restored, the organic Constitution. You take the situation out at the Bundy Ranch. The folks that went out there with every intention, the ones that I'm aware of, went out there with every intention to do that peacefully. They had a mindset that they weren't going to allow any longer the theft, of property, of the American public. But they stood up and they said no. And if you get in and research that, and it's relevant, but it isn't. You look at what Harry Reid, the theft of property that he and his family have involved themselves in. It's pretty. You just shake your head. But the bottom line here is that the American people have been trained to be subservient, and the American people have got to understand that, one, they're not alone in realizing that there is a problem, And there are tons and tons and tons of groups out there. Right now, the Awakened community is splintered. Everybody has their own ideas. Well, we need to do this, or they've got, let's do the common law grand juries. Let's do, the militias. Let's do all these. And so there's a bit of a fractured, movement, if you will, to restore lawful behavior to this nation. And really what the Republic is, it's the umbrella that was set in place by our founding fathers. But, your show can be a great catalyst for beginning to pull people together. And that's really been our focus, is to pull people together. We may have some differences in opinion on how exactly we lost this or how this took place. There may be a few differences. Those differences, really, if people look at them, are quite small. But we can begin to, just as the American people were trained to be subservient, we can begin to bring forth the understanding and bring forth to the people, that's not what you're supposed to have, to where the people can be awakened and become the force, if you will, that the people always were. The people are in charge. Again, there are laws that are set in place. The people can't go and break the laws either. But the people can be in charge and begin to have that ability to stand when the people have said, no, we're not going to have, listen to the commercial there from Phyllis Schlafly, about abortion, another great example. Overstepping.
Is the idea for the Republic of the United States, is the idea to get candidates that are like-minded and then support them and get them into positions to restore the Constitution back to what it once was?
Well, we have already restored it. We have not publicized the document because, it can be changed. It's kept kept secure. There's a document called the Declaration of Sovereign Intent that was done in 2010. And it basically reiterates everything that was in the Declaration of Independence. The people have, because the organic constitutional government was set aside, we have picked that up for the people. Because to go within the system that works right now, that functions right now, first of all, it's a corporation. It is a for-profit corporation with all its subsidiaries being the states, the county governments, all of the three-letter agencies, the alphabet soup agencies. All of those are private corporations, including the IRS, including the Federal Reserve. Every one of them are privately owned organizations. I don't know about you. If the United States government was a corporation, it seems to me it should be owned by the American people. And the American people, if it's creating a profit, should get a dividend check every month or whatever. I don't get a dividend check, and I doubt that there's anybody on this phone call that gets one. The point is, we've already reestablished that. So, I tell people, you're right, Washington, D.C. is not broke because it's doing what it was designed to do. From about 1871 on, it's making a profit, it's keeping the people subservient. That's what it was designed to do, by the banking cartel, I hate to use cliches people talk about, but to make us all sheeple, or chattel. That's really, unfortunately, I hate using cliches, but that's really what they've done. So, working within the system, you see someone elected, and maybe they're a good person, and maybe they really do have good intent. As soon as they get to Washington, they change. And you have to ask the reason why. What's going on? What's happening? I have my opinions. Those opinions I'll keep to myself because they're pretty... People would probably look at me and say, well, can you prove that? No, I can't prove it, but I can see the difference in the change. far as political parties. You know, that's something else. The Founding Fathers really, while there were parties, when the door of the Congress opened and they walked inside, that's, those parties ended right there. The main focus that those individuals had when they walked in that building was for the people. And their job was to basically go in place of, if I'm a representative of people, I live in Indiana, I'm a representative of people in my district in Indiana, I am there to follow the Constitution and to ensure that the people in Indiana or in my district, is to ensure that their rights are not violated in anything that the government says, okay, we need to do this in order to have fair trade with other nations. There are certain things we need to do. My job is to ensure that, okay, we do this for the benefit of the people, but we're not going to violate the people's rights. That's the way government's supposed to work. I am there in the place of you so that 2 years from now, you can go do that. You can go stand in for the people. And then 2 years later, someone else can go do it. That's the job of what government should be, not career politicians that go there for getting all these PAC money and all these different things that skew good people's minds, that pollute their minds, that pollute them from doing what they originally went there to do. I believe in many cases they went there to do the right thing. There's too much money there. There's too much power there. There's too much influence. Well,
You hit the nail on the head on the career politicians. I mean, some of these that's been in there for decades. And something else I wanted to get your opinion on. We talked about this last week with the election coming up. I mean, they've got the two-party system. They make it darn near impossible for a third party. I think freedom, you know, we go over to Iraq, we conquer them, we hold elections, we let 20 people run, you know, for office. But here they have a concerted effort to keep us in this left-right paradigm. I call them the Republicrats and the Democrats. They make it so impossible for a third or a fourth party, and it centralizes power. It's so hard to unseat a lot of times incumbents. And then I wanted to say this too, Dan, when you were talking about how the different ideas and even in this movement doing this broadcast on what's considered Patriot Radio, I mean, we are as a movement so unfortunately so divided, and then the media keeps the American people divided: race, class, religion, sports teams. I mean, it has really been an eye-opener to me how hard it is to try to get this society to try to come together on any issue to really affect change, when everyone out there knows something's drastically wrong and they don't like the status quo, and they see that, you know, we just kind of play musical chairs with the politicians, but we keep getting the same results. So I wanted to get your response to that, and I wanted to give you some time to give out any contact information that you might want to as well, and I appreciate you joining me today.
Okay. I agree with your comments there. You know, at some point, the American people are going to have to say, okay, what can we agree on? We want the Constitution. We have our differences. It's like, you know, this is my opinion. I believe that in order for America to be turned around, I believe our Founding Fathers made very clear that they understood that it was because of our, as they put it, divine creator, through providence, established this. And I believe that the writings of the Constitution and of the Declaration of Independence were inspired. And, you know, from a religious aspect, people have, how many denominations out there? So we see that fracturing of the American people. I believe that in itself has been part of the scheme, if you will, is to fracture the American people. And the American people, in my opinion, first of all, are going to have to recognize and come together and say, you know what, there is a God in heaven. And though we may we may have differences of opinions on our denominational structures and things. Agree there. Come to the Constitution and say, you know, we may have differences on how this got started and how this got torn apart, but we want the Constitution. We want lawful government once again, and find those areas of, again, it's a cliche I hate, but find those areas of common ground, commonality, that we can come together and pull together as a people, because as a mass of the people, that's where you make a difference. That's where, while these guys have the guns and the bullets and all these things, if the people come together and stand in unison and say, no, we're not doing this any longer. You've hurt us. You've killed us. You killed our babies. You've got us involved in wars we shouldn't have been involved in because the purpose was wrong. It was not honorable. We're not doing this anymore. You're not going to use us as guinea pigs any longer. If the people come together in unison as one voice and do that, the people will be heard. The people will take this government back. So that's really where, in my opinion, where this needs to go, where it needs to start. Again, the opportunities like this, Darren, to come on your radio program, and I hope that in the future we'll have future opportunities to come and share and talk about what's going on, because I think it's important that we continue to get this message out. Obviously, you're on every week and talking to the American people. I think you're bringing truth to the people and educating people. But our sphere of influence seems to be so constricted that little by little we have to get more and more opportunities just like this and to talk about true liberty to the American people. And that's really we have to get that word out. As far as contact information, again, you can go on our website. There is a place there to sign up. You know, maybe you want to be involved. Maybe you don't. There's a place there for donations. You know, it takes everybody doing this is they work a job or whatever. You know, none of us have money. We have to go out and earn on a daily basis. If somebody wanted to donate, there's a place to donate. You know, we have websites to keep up and things like that.
We're coming up on those. Is it Republic for the United States .org?
Yes, it is Republic. The website is Republic for the United States .org. You can sign up for emails. You can opt in. You're not obligated to anything. There's no dues. You are the Republic. That's really the message. You are the Republic.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Dan Owens, Vice President, Republic for the United States .org. You can check that out. We're going to take phone calls for the rest of the to call in 1-800-313-9443. David in North Carolina, patiently holding. David, how you doing today? Do I have David? Do I have Brent in? Okay, how about Brent from Wisconsin? All right, we may have a little issue with the phones, but if you'd like to call in, give it a try, 1-800-313-9443. They may have dropped because Dan got to us a little late, and I held him over into the hour where we normally take phone calls. But if you'd like to join, we'll see what happens, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to get this in today. Violent clashes broke out in Belgium as more than 100,000 protesters marched in Brussels against the government's austerity measures. Now, I always find this interesting. Other countries, they implement these austerity measures, which I'm going to read to you here shortly, and you see their reaction. They've done the same to us or worse, and you see our reaction. But some of these countries take this very serious. The violence flared up at the end of an otherwise peaceful protest with tear gas deployed as some radical demonstrators hurled objects at riot police and launched attacks with the barriers against the officials. Now, this is 100,000 people. At least 14 people were taken to hospitals. The Belgian government, which assumed power just a month ago, has caused unrest with promises to raise the retirement age. You know, that's been discussed here in America, and they're chomping at the bit for that one. Cancel a wage increase in line with inflation and cut health and Social Security benefits, moves that undermines the country's welfare state. What's interesting about this is we actually are seeing this worldwide. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got David on the line. David, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Very good, Frank. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good, good. Yeah, we had a little bit of good news this past week, which is a pretty rare thing. People showed their dissatisfaction with Obama and the gangsters. So maybe there's a little hope somewhere.
But, and you know, I mean, David, I know you get out and talk to people. Everyone in this area we live really upset with the events that's transpired since Barack Obama took office. What's your thoughts about this, David? You've been keeping up with it longer than me. Now we're going to see a big rotation in the Senate and the House with the majority going to the Republicans. Do you think they'll get in there and really fight the status quo, or do you think we'll be sitting here 6 months from now discussing the fact that it really didn't amount to a whole lot?
I think it's just going to inflame the gridlock even farther. There's going to be more resistance, and the whole thing is an act anyway. They've got this pretense where they make it look like they're trying to do the right thing and fighting for the, and all it is just maintaining the status quo, keeping the corporations profitable, and it's a Hollywood script, the whole thing. I don't believe any of it.
And, you know, with that said, David, I think a lot of people are starting to share that same sentiment, even people that you wouldn't expect to feel that way, that didn't feel that way just years ago. Because the last several years, and I'll get your opinion on this, but the last several years, I mean, we've seen so many just blatant lies and falsehoods, and like Fast and Furious and with Benghazi. We could go down a whole big long list. But the distrust level of the American citizens for their government, the current administration, and I don't know that people trust one administration more than the other after the Bush administration, but people are sick of being sold out. I mean, this immigration policy is the most absurd of recent time. They're wanting to float the idea that we don't have enough people in the country, and with unemployment being what it is, they want to flood us with illegal immigrants. Hold that thought for me, David. I'll let you answer it on the other side of the break. We're coming up on a break. Then we got Jerry in Wisconsin, Day in the Ozarks, Dan in Iowa. Stay with me. Back in moments.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 3657.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. to learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
So we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We've got David on the line from North Carolina, then Jerry in Arkansas, Dave in Ozarks, Dan in Iowa coming up. Go ahead, David. The break kind of broke your train of thought when we were discussing the fact that the people of America really are sick and tired of the status quo coming from Washington, D.C. I'll give you the last word, and thanks for the phone call. Thanks for holding, too, David.
Okay, the main reason I called today was in the real estate section of today's paper. There's an article entitled, Student Debt Stymies First-Time Home Buyers. If they've got student loans of $250 a month, they can only borrow $190,000 in a house. If the payment is $500, you can only borrow $147,000. My interpretation of that is, they've already robbed them, so they've deprived themselves of being able to rob them the second time.
And, you know, as you've listened to this broadcast, I'm opposed to interest-bearing loans. And if we were doing things correctly with our monetary system, we could afford to give our youth interest-free loans to go to college. Anything else you'd like to add? That is very interesting. I'd like to see that myself.
Yeah, it's in today's Charlotte Observer. This college thing, this worked real well 20 or 30 years ago, but it's not working so good now. Unless you're born on third base, you've got connections, you're super smart, the college degree is a waste of money. You're going to have something to back it up. It isn't just on itself good enough.
and it costs you a fortune to get it. Then you come out, if you can't find a job, you're laden with that debt. I know a lot of people that went to college and they never recuperated, or it took them 10 years to recuperate from having to go through a bankruptcy because of their college loans. Hey, thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to Jerry in Arkansas, patiently holding. How you doing today, sir?
Thank you very much for allowing me to communicate with you. I'd like to offer two thoughts about your recent guest that was just got off the air. Dan, if that'd be okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The word president, when used in government, means the president of a corporation. If somebody is truly a republic, the term president would be replaced with head of state. Vice is a term used in admiralty law, like a vice admiral, and that is, you know, an admiralty term when you have vice president. What in a republic, you would have second head of state. Just comments to let people know something like that. And, you know, when you write United States of America, the U in United should be lowercase, not uppercase. Just a couple thoughts there that maybe people will think about.
Hey, interesting. Wasn't aware of any of that. Hey, thanks so much. Anything else you want to add, Jerry?
No, basically, as we've been, word stupefied, and people just, well, it's always been president. Well, yeah, always it's been a corporation, and if you check the records all the way back, they're corporations, every one of them. The counties here in Arkansas, they're corporations. The courts are corporations. Have Arkansas Supreme Court cases say these are corporations. So what people are rebelling about is being made into a corporate entity. And if you are one of the citizens or a people, then and indeed you're part of the corporation. And the things that they're mad about is they are no longer living, breathing individuals, creations of the Father in heaven. They've been corporatized. And that's why the Father is rejecting us, because he doesn't like corporations. So anyway, just a couple thoughts for people. And, you know, I appreciate your show. I listen almost every single week.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate the phone call. I'll be the first to admit, this is not my forte. I'm not the most well-versed in this. I find it interesting. Kind of reminds me of some of the things John from Tennessee adds from time to time. Day in Ozarks, patiently holding. How you doing today, and what's on your mind?
You there?
Yes, sir.
It's supposed to be Clay. I'm sorry, he must have misunderstood. I'd like to ask you the very first thing because I'd like to communicate with Jerry there. We're pretty much in the same state. If I could email you and you might try to, and he might email you and you might hook us up.
Yeah, that'd be happy to do that if both of you would like. Just email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com and I'll be happy to pass that on to both of you.
All right, sir. Now, going back to your guest, Dan, I absolutely agree with both of your comments that our movement is so disparate, and everyone with their own agenda and everyone with their own focus, and in reality a lot of backbiting between the two, or the many, I should say. The reason that Obama did not have to prove his citizenship was just exactly because of what Jerry was talking about in the 14th Amendment and the Act of 1871. He's not the president of the United States of America. He is the president and CEO of the United States Corporation, and they don't have a law or a bylaw that says you have to be a U.S. citizen. All of Congress knows this. All of Congress, they're representing and perpetrating this fraud. They are fully aware of the crime that's being taken place. And I'd like to bring up one more thing. I tried to call in when Dan was on. There's another organization I'm just beginning to dig into because I'm so busy with so many other things. I haven't been able to get very deeply into it, but it's called the NationalLibertyAlliance.org. Their activities are predicated on, I want to say, a 93-page dissertation by Scalia, where he just points out point blank and clear that citizens, grand juries, are above all branches of government, and nobody can touch them. NLA is currently in establishing citizen grand juries in every county in the United States. They have mailed letters of intent to every judge in the United States. They have mailed literature to every county sheriff in the United States. I'm really kind of intrigued with these folks. I just haven't had time to dig that much into it. Maybe some of the other listeners could dig into it, and maybe we all make a report or something next week or something like that, Farron. But that's what I wanted to say, and we really appreciate everything everybody does, except the backbiting. And we wish everyone could come together, because there's certainly more than enough of us in all these organizations to stand up.
And you know, Clay, with that said, that organization, I didn't write down the website if you want to repeat it, but if you contact them and they're interested in having someone come on, have them send me an email. This all started with Chance asking me to have Dan on, and it was some while ago, and I apologize, Chance. It's just been one thing after another for me, but you know, I'll do it. Even if sometimes if I don't really understand exactly what they're about, or it's just like the phone calls. Sometimes people call in that I disagree with personally, but I allow them to have their say, because only together can we affect change. And hey, give us that website again, and thanks for the phone call. Anything else you'd like to add? We've got about 2 minutes before we go to break. We're going to be coming back with Dan and then Art.
That is nationallibertyalliance.org. They have a nationwide coordinator. I'll try to get a email to him. I'm sure he would like to come on. Now, you said your was the alternative what at Yahoo?
The alternative media at yahoo.com, or you can go to the website, thealternativemedia.com, and email me from there. And if you send that to me, and Jerry is listening and he'll send me an email, I'll get you two connected. Hey, anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. Just good luck to us all.
Hey, thank you so much. We're going to go to Dan in Iowa. Dan, how you doing today? Hey, Dan.
That's Brad in Iowa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Good morning, Farron. I would like to speak on discernment.
Okay, the break's going to break into you, but we'll keep you through it. But go ahead, sir.
Okay. Anything that man invents or creates can be used for good or evil. I think the Internet is the greatest invention since the Gutenberg press. I base all my foundation, and what I base everything that I hear is on the Word. To be more specific, the Bible. To be more specific, the King James Version. With that being said, when you attend church, I would suggest strongly that you exercise that same prerogative to use discernment. You have to study on your own and determine what is correct or what is incorrect. And
hold that thought for me. Coming up on a break, we'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage, with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 3657.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, we've got Brad on the line. Brad, I know the break kind of broke up your thoughts. Go ahead and continue, and then we will go to Art, who's off the grid.
Yeah, I'll try to be brief. I am not trying to promote the religion of atheism. With that being said, you will know a man by his fruits. And there are avowed atheists that I think in their hearts they are trying to do good for man. Now, as an example, and Mike Rivera is a avowed atheist, but I think he is doing and has done a lot of good. It's a shame we've lost him. But we require and need discernment. You have to decide for yourself. And when you go to these websites, which I've put thousands of hours into, you're taking down a lot of rabbit holes. So you have to think. You have to decide. You have to figure it out. Anyhow, that's enough for today. You're doing a terrific job. Thank you, and bye.
Hey, thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to Art off the grid, patiently holding. Art, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. And how are you?
Doing good, my friend.
It's, I do believe...
What is on your mind today?
Well, I do believe winter is here. But I wanted to talk about war today. Everybody's favorite topic. war. We got to have more war. And the reason I want to talk about this is a few articles that I've been reading over the past couple of weeks have got me really thinking, especially now that the elections have or the selections are over with. First of all, in a post-election news conference the very day after the elections, where the Republicans took massive seats within the Senate and kept their and basically got the majority now in the Senate and maintained their majority in the House, we have to be really concerned about this. Two reasons. First of all, we have the White House. We have Obama claiming that the Bush-era congressional authorizations for the war in Al-Qaeda and Iraq is what has allowed Obama to continue on this process of war activity. And he came out and he said that a new military authorization is one of the few areas that he's going to work with Congress and to during the lame duck session before the new Congress is seated in January. He's got to do this before the new Congress is seated in January if he's going to get what he wants. Because he says, quote, "The idea is to right-size and update whatever authorization Congress provides to the president to suit the current fight rather than previous fights." Now, this becomes a major concern because we look forward to January, where in the upcoming Congress, the new Congress, beginning next year, John McCain is set to take his position as the new chair of the Senate Armed Service Committee. Now, why is this a concern? Well, it's the Armed Services Committee that is directly involved with writing the Senate's version of the National Defense Authorization Act. And we know that John McCain is a big war hawk. This is also going to give him a lot of clout when it comes to deciding where money should go as far as weapons programs. And we're talking about things like this $399 billion Lockheed Martin F-35 fighter jet program. Russian-made rocket engines, okay? And he said, clearly, he'd love to be the chairman of the Armed Service Committee. Well, of course he would. And this is also a big problem when we talk about John McCain, because we have learned that spring last year, McCain snuck across the Turkish border into Syria to talk with rebel commanders fighting against Bashar Assad. And he said, quote, this is what he said to these people, "I consider you patriots, and I will not rest until you get the support you need." This is what McCain told these paid mercenaries. This is the guy that they're going to make the new chair of the Armed Services Committee. Really?
And you know, Art, anytime any of these situations come up, whether they're talking about nuclear power in Iran or whether they're talking about Assad or all the way back when it was when they were still parading out all these videos of Osama bin Laden every 3 months, you know, even though he was supposed to be in those Afghanistan mountainside, but all the news media, they always get McCain on, and McCain has one line. He is always pro war. Now you're hitting the nail right on the head with that one, and I wondered, and I'll get your opinion, since we've seen the rotation this past week in the selections, and you're going to have a majority. Republicans have the reputation of being pro-war, and look at the situation we've got in the Middle East. I mean, it's just a powder keg situation everywhere you look. So it made me wonder, because this was so predictable that this would happen in this election. I mean, you could just see this one. It wasn't that you're clairvoyant. It was just that obvious. But it made me wonder if all of this was going to be happening so that the last 2 years of the Obama administration could be war and more war, move from the welfare to the warfare.
You make a good point, and I think you may be correct, because there have been a lot of people, especially in the past couple of years, that are actually referring to Obama as a closet conservative. I mean, you look at what he's done. He's acted in the past couple of years. He's acted more like a Republican than he has a Democrat. Not to say that either side is any better than the other, because they're not. They're both working for the same agenda. They're just playing, you know, both sides, you know, burning both ends of the candle, playing both sides of the table, if you will. And, you know, he is, Obama is pro-war. I mean, you look at everything he's done, it's a pro-war, he's been on this pro-war agenda the whole time. So this ought to really just tickle his fancy to know that now he's got a bunch of, he's got a warmonger Congress, basically is what he's got now. And this could go to his favor for the next 2 years in getting this pro-war agenda pushed through, because we noticed the past couple years, Democrats have started to distance themselves from him because of what he's done. This has become a problem. So I think he's actually a little happy about this, because it appears he may get his pro-war agenda pushed even deeper in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, and we'll try to get Betty on the line that's been patiently holding. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just remember, keep in mind, folks, just because you now have a Republican majority in both the House and the Senate, it does not mean that they're filibuster-proof.
Thank you so much. Betty, are you on the line? We've got about a minute and a half. They're yours.
I'm on the line. Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind today, ma'am?
Well, on my mind again is county government, and thinking of the over 3,000 counties we have in the country, and wanting to look at them as to what might be the best example for how the citizens are exercising their authority at the county level. I noticed on the website Maricopa County, I think, is saying something about laws being down at their level, if they're going to obey them or not. I'm wondering if you have any of the 3,000 counties that you think would be a role model for the citizens accepting their duties at that level.
Wow, I do not. Of course, I've not really looked into that per se. So, but off the cuff, no, I really don't. But I mean, I agree with you 100% on the local level. Your sheriff, the massive amount of power that a sheriff has in his jurisdiction. If you've got the right personnel there that really stand for the people and for the rights of the people, that is a godsend. Anything else you'd like to add? We got about.
No, I don't. You missed my point. My point was, it's not the sheriff. It's what makes for a citizenry in the county acting responsibly towards their duties of the political at that level.
Oh, yeah. I don't know of a county like that, because unfortunately, you've got so much diversity.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We're out of time for today. We had several callers on hold. Maybe we'll have more time next week. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, get the bullets first. And God help us all.